Hello everyone, today was Simchas for the second day of Pesach. Wednesday, April 24th. Similar to the previous Mishnah, Ra'as HaKoy, they saw a koy. It's in English, K-O-Y. In Hebrew, Kaf Vav Yod. Now, Chazal were unsure whether it should be considered a domestic animal, like a sheep or a goat, or a wild animal, like a deer or a gazelle. Whether it's considered a category on its own. So what happened over here? Once again, we have six people walking, a nice group of people. Somebody, they saw the koi, and the person said, I'm a nazir if this is a wild animal. The other person said, I'm a nazir if it's not a wild animal. One of them is correct. The third person said, I'm a nazir if this is a behema. The fourth person said, I'm a nazir if this is not a behema. Now the fifth person said, I'm a nazir if it is a wild animal and an animal. And the sixth person said, I'm a nazir if it's not a wild animal or an animal, meaning it's a type on its own. A seventh person said, I'm a nazir if at least one of you is a nazir. And the eighth person said to the sixth, I'm a nazir if at least one of you is not a nazir. And a ninth person came and said, I'm a nazir if all of you are nazir. So says the Mishnah, Rekulam Nazirim. The first six people are nazirim because we do not know which one of them is correct. So we have to, right, because they all said things which are impossible to verify. They have to be concerned. Therefore, since all of them must keep, the last two people must also keep the laws of Nazirs, because we do not know exactly what they meant to say. The seventh person might mean to say, I'm a Nazir, if one of you is a full-fledged Nazir, which case he is a Nazir. So again, with each and every single person, you know, when the eighth person came along and said, I'm a Nazir, if at least one of you is not a Nazir, he meant to say, one of you is not a, for sure, Nazir. And when the ninth person said, all of you are Nazir, he just meant to say, not certain Nazir, but you might all be Nazir. Okay. Then now we get to the sixth parak. There are three kinds of things that a nazir can eat, or can do. First of all, can become tummy. Number three, can shave, and also products of grapevine. We're going to elaborate on the last one. All products of grapevine, such as grapes, dry grapes, skins, and pits, combined with one another to add up to the minimum amount of nazir, must eat to be liable for the punishment of lashes. Doesn't have to be all grape juice. And how much is that amount that it all combines to? Some skins, some pits, some grapes. If you have a kazais, an olive's volume of grapes or wine. The Mishnah points out that the earlier version of the Mishnah actually said, Achi yishter vizyan, until he drinks a quarter lug of a wine, which is, a quarter lug is going to be slightly bigger than a kazais. But kazais is the general shear for most things. Rabbi Kiva says, Afilu sharpita b'yayin. Even if he soaked his bread in wine, there's enough in the mixture to add up chayiv. According to Rabbi Kiva, the permissible bread combines with the prohibited wine to complete the minimum amount. Yes, even though bread is permitted, once it all becomes one, right? Amazing. It makes them punishment. Because since you now let it dip bread into wine, and once bread gets dipped into wine, the bread itself could be combined for the sheer olive's volume of grapes in order to incur lashes. With that, we conclude the study of Mishnah. Thank you so much for taking time today to study some Torah.